Hi.
You're so far away, sorry. Okay. Move my mic around. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm tangled. I know. One day, I was going to say one day I'll learn, but I might not. I might always just be a fucking mess every time I start. Okay. Good morning. It is not morning. It's 12:13. I just got back. Well, let's see. I've probably been home for an hour. I went to the doctor this morning. I had an appointment at 10. And I went to go over my blood work. We had three things tested. My hemoglobin. I don't know. Something for my insulin kind of things. And then I was also tested my thyroid. And then, something else. But anyway, my thyroid is fucked still. Also, worse. And yeah. So, obviously, y'all heard I went to the doctor and all my shit was fucked, like bad. And so then I started taking metformin. It's to help with insulin resistance. And so yeah, I've been taking that for 3 weeks today. The first 2 weeks I was taking a lower dose, and then last week I upped my dose, and then I have to in a couple more weeks. Just because my numbers were really bad. And yeah, this is just supposed to help them. And then yeah, also now I'm taking the thyroid medicine. I'll start that tomorrow because I have to take it first thing in the morning, 30 minutes before eating anything. And then what else? Oh, I'm gonna go get a lymphatic drainage massage. I'm excited and scared. I've never had a massage, but I feel like I'm very ticklish, but I also feel like I'm like very ticklish in like an I hate it way. And so I'm trying to explore that just because like I have this neck thing that I don't know, I'm super fucking weird about my neck, but I'm starting to dig deeper into that and trying to figure out mentally what that is, because I don't know, any sort of tickling like fills me with rage. Like it drives me insane. So, and I'm so sensitive to it, like I am so ticklish, it's insane. So yeah, I'm a little nervous about this massage, but I'm just gonna let her know, and I'm just gonna be like, you know what, I'm gonna tell you right now, if I say stop, like you have to stop. I don't know. I might not even be able to stay here for 5 minutes, but we'll see. So, anyway, that's kind of the health update, and that's kind of going to be what, like, I feel like I am having a lot of feelings. I'm mostly going to be talking about, like, my body today, and just bodies. Mostly just my body, because I can't really speak to anyone else's bodies. So, this is just my experience, and this is just, you know, where I'm really at. And the thoughts that I've been thinking in the past, I guess, probably a few weeks since I first went to the doctor, like, 3 weeks ago for all the blood work and everything. So, I don't know, this is just what's happening in my head, and also, this is all my thing. I don't think any of the things that I'm gonna be saying are the truth. I'm just, like, these are, at this point in my life, my truth. Like, they are a truth to me that I don't think is the most healthy, and I am working on shifting my mindset, but these are my things. Like, this is not actually, like, I don't have any fucking answer, I guess, but all that being said, I just feel like, yeah, some people around me are on the GLP or the GLP-1, I don't know the difference between the two, but apparently they're different. And so I've just been, like, having a lot of feelings about that. And then when I went to the doctor and we went over everything, I don't want to get into all of that again because, like, I said all the shit that was fucked up. But pretty much, if your insulin, thyroid hormones, and, like, cortisol or something, if they're fucked up, they fuck everything else up in your body and nothing is working right. And so even just having one of those things be wrong fucks up shit that, like, fucks up other shit. And pretty much all of those things are wrong and fucked up. And so my entire body is just super fucked, honestly. I don't really know how else to say it. So, which I don't think that I was really taking that serious, like, what I was expecting. Like, obviously I knew something was wrong. I knew a few things were wrong, but I thought most everything would be okay. There's just these couple little things, like, oh, like, this is, I'm seeing this, or I'm seeing that. And yeah, I went, and pretty much everything was, like, super concerning and, like, a big deal. And so, yeah, that was difficult, and I feel like I've kind of been playing it down and just being like, yeah, my shit's fucked, but, like, it really is. Like, this is a lot more serious, and I know I'm still laughing, but, yeah, I don't really know. This seems more serious, and so I'm taking all these medicines. I'm like, okay, I want to try because I feel like also I've found out a few stories recently about some of people's experiences with finding out that a loved one has cancer from, like, a minor random little thing kind of. And so I don't know, I've just, and then we were talking about that, and then I'm just like, I just feel like you have to respect someone's choice of how they want to handle everything in their life. Like, this is for them to decide. So it's like, I feel like whenever, you know, people have cancer, like, some people just don't want to go through all of the process in, like, chemo or radiation or anything like that. And, like, just because they feel like that's different, like, that's just a different way, and they just want to, like, live their life while they can. Like, they just want to, you know, go until they can't, instead of just, like, I don't know. I obviously don't have personal experience in this, so I can't speak too much, but I don't know. It's like, you just have to respect someone and their decision no matter what they choose. Like, that's for them, and that's just something that I've been thinking about. And so then I'm thinking about, well, how, like, that, let me think what I would do if something is wrong with me. And I'm kind of in that situation right now because all my shit is super fucked up. Like, there's a lot of shit wrong with me. Not nowhere near, like, cancer. Like, I'm not trying to make that comparison at all. Just the sense that, like, in a situation, any situation, but this was just about sickness where I was having it. And it's like, well, what would you do, like, if, like, you know, they're like, something is really wrong with you. Do you want to try to, like, fix it? Or, like, what are you thinking? And, yeah, I just feel like I want to try and fix it. I want to try to do what I can. So, I'm taking this metformin medicine. I'm going to be taking this thyroid medicine. And I'm just going to really try to, like, be more mindful and try to work on my physical health a little bit. And yeah, so I have a doctor's appointment in 2.5 months to check in and kind of see, because the metformin that I'm taking, like, I guess you can go up to a, like, certain dosage of it, and I'm at a certain dosage right now, and it's a low one. And so she's like, well, you can take, like, try taking, instead of just taking this one pill here, take 2 pills this day or whatever. And so I have to do that, but I'm gonna wait till after I get back from Bonnaroo to do that, just because I don't want anything crazy to happen. Like, my body's almost kind of good where I'm at now, so I don't want to, like, change that. And then, yeah, so that's something that I feel like I do want to try. And I just feel like my main concern, I guess, my main hesitation is, like, The person who I am right now, I think, is really good. I feel like I really like the person that I am now. And the reason, like, how I got here was by not fitting into this box. And I think everyone has their own version of that, but I just want to talk about mine just because I don't know. I guess this is just my current biggest feelings. So, growing up, all my life, like, I fit in the box really, 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 really well. 100%, I would say. Like, in the fucking box. And so I just feel like I only was who everyone else told me that I was. I didn't have a self at all. Like, I just feel like, you know, I started becoming I was just an object in as early as third grade. That's as soon as I can remember. Like, I started to get boobs, and then everyone just loved my hair, and everyone wanted to come up and touch my hair, and everyone wanted to be like, oh my god, your skin tone and your hair and your eyes. And, like, not even trying to toot my own horn. I swear I'm not trying to toot my own horn. This is literally what people would tell me all the time. And so my worth was very much in my hair, my eyes, and my skin. So I think how that kind of played out was I always wore mascara because people told me it made my eyes pop. And I always had my hair straightened or curled because, you know, you need to have your hair done. And that's how I'm going to get the most compliments. And my skin, even that, I always tanned in the summer as much as I could. I didn't wear sunscreen because I wanted to get as tan as I can. And, you know, now I'm kind of looking at that differently, the tan thing, because I just feel like, you know, I don't think that's that great for your skin. My skin, anyone's skin, but in my experience, sitting out in the sun with loads of tanning oil, no sunscreen for hours and for multiple days, like, I literally used to do that. That's all I would do was lay by the pool. And I'll still do that some. Like, I've still done that a little bit this summer, but I am trying to wear sunscreen and I am trying to, you know, not wear tanning oil and just be a little more cautious about it and, like, you know, not just sit there and cook, like, I don't know, I'm trying to be a little more mindful. I'm not gonna be perfect because that was what I loved for so long. And, like, same thing, like, even my hair, like, not having my hair done, I used to straighten it or curl it, literally, I'm not even joking, until I graduated high school, every single day, 24/7. I don't honestly remember a time that my hair was just my natural hair ever, like, at school or something. It was always straightened or curled or crimped. And, yeah, I don't know. Now I just feel like I still do that sometimes. Like, a few weeks ago, we had pictures at work, and this was something that really fucked me up, is I was like, I just kind of want to look like me, but also there's a lot of social pressure of what I look like in a picture, I feel like. And so I'm like, I need to have my hair done. I need to put on some makeup. Like, people are going to see this. Like, people are going to be judging this. And I don't know. I went back and forth and I'm like, it's so hard. It would be so hard to go in there and know that there was a picture of me that's being judged that looks like I do right now, because right now, literally right now, but, like, even at work most of the time, like, my hair's not really done. Like, I'll have it, sometimes I'll put, like, little braids in it, or I braid it at night so it kind of stays, like, at a wavy texture. And I don't know, like, it's just, and then sometimes I don't wear any makeup at all. Sometimes I only wear that's the most that I wear is mascara. Like, I don't know. I'm not feeling all the social pressure. I'm just kind of existing as how I want to. And for this picture, I was like, just so conflicted. I'm like, I want to wear no makeup. Like, I want to just look like myself. Like, this is how I look every day. And I went back and forth forever. And then I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to put on makeup. I'm just going to do it for this picture. And then that's going to be it. But along with that came a lot more, because it was like, then I go to work. And so I had curled my hair, and I put on some bronzer. I put bronzer all over my face, and then I put some mascara and eyeliner on and lip gloss. Like, that's a lot of makeup for me right now. And I just did that because I needed to just, like, kind of look, I guess, socially more acceptable, which still sucks because then at that point I kind of am feeding into this toxic expectation if I'm living up to it in this moment. But I don't know, and it just made me feel weird because then once I got there, then everyone's like, oh my god, like, your hair is so pretty, like, your hair looks so good today, and da 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 da. And that's great, and I know that people are so well-intentioned when they're saying that, but what that's doing for me subconsciously is saying, this is good. It's dividing me from myself. Like, I feel like, yeah, growing up just with all the validation from everyone else, I didn't have a self. I didn't have an own opinion. I just let the world tell me what was good and what was bad. And I would get that knowledge from whenever I had my hair straightened or curled or done, everyone is like, oh, your hair looks so good. This is good. This is good. Constantly all day, everyone is saying this is good. And then if I wear my hair in a bun or I wear my hair just natural or something, crickets. No one's like, oh my god, I love your hair. Oh my god, your hair looks so good. It's just a different thing. And it's like, I just feel like at this point, I'm like, my hair is just my hair. I don't want to put it in a good or bad. I'm worried about how I'm feeling. I feel a lot more deeper than what I'm looking like. Do I want to look like my idea of what my worst version of myself? No, but I'm like, I'm content with throwing my hair in a bun. I'm content with only wearing mascara. Like, you know, I feel comfortable like this. But it's really hard whenever I do my makeup once and then everyone's like, oh my god, love, 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 love. And then I don't do it and no one else says it. So it's like, that really fucks with my mind just because I feel like, and that's the same thing, like growing up, everyone was like, you're so pretty, you're so pretty. Oh my god, this. People were so like obsessed with my appearance. And like, that sounds cocky and weird, but it's like, I'm not saying that like it's a good thing. I don't think that's a good thing. I feel like it caused me to be super surface. It caused me to only value myself from a world's perspective, not from my real perspective. There was nothing like really true to me. Like, I just kind of did what I was told and showed. All my relationship with men, I just did that because I learned from fucking third grade how to be in relationship with men, and that's why all of my relationship with men was so fucking ass. Like, yes, the men were mostly the shit in this, but I feel like there's things that I am doing differently now that are keeping me from that and changing my relationship with anyone and all of these things, even these things like changing my relationship with having my hair done, changing my relationship with wearing this and looking like this and doing this and acting like this and being this and all of it. And I don't know, it was very difficult for me because then that kind of seemed, that just feels like toxic positivity because it's like kind of backhanded. And it's like, you know, now since I don't fit in the box as perfectly well as I used to, like, I would say there's still, like, you know, people still always compliment my tan. And, like, I don't know, like, there is certain little things, but it's, like, I'm not getting pretty privileged as fuck. Like, people aren't always paying for my shit in line in front of me. People aren't always, like, complimenting me and sucking my fucking dick all day. And literally, I know that this sounds very, like, self-absorbed and, like, conceited, but I swear to you, I'm trying so hard. I'm like, literally, this was just my experience of it, and it did make me feel good, and it was very it was a fake kind of good. It made me feel good because it made me feel accepted, but then also it made me feel not accepted whenever I wasn't doing those things. And then after high school and I gained weight, it's like, that really, people aren't constantly telling me I'm pretty. Like, that's literally a thing. It makes me feel wrong. I think it feels like, it's just crazy because we try to be like, no, pretty privilege isn't real, like, there's not this, like, that's not a thing, people don't care what size you are, like, that's not real. But it's like, I've been on the inside, girl. Like, I know what it's like. And I just feel like, you know what? Gaining weight sucked for a minute because I was like, oh God, I don't fit in. I don't fit in. But also, like, now I just fit in with everyone else because honestly, we all have some fucked up shit that's keeping us from being in this perfect little box. Like, the box is made up. Whose even idea was that, you know? And so I just really like the person that I am now. And I just don't want to lose that fitting in this box again if I do. And I might not. But you know what? I just feel like since I did, and then I feel like my weight was kind of one of the main things taking me out of that box, and the fact that I just wasn't really talking to men anymore, and like, I don't know, I just, things like that shifted my validation, because once I stopped getting it from everywhere else, I either hated myself or I had to figure it out for myself, and I hated myself for a long fucking time. I literally was like bad, it was bad. And I just feel like now it's really good, and I do feel like I really truly love myself, and I really feel like I don't need validation from someone else. And I think that's so important, and I think I'm very kind of walking on a tightrope of that. Like, I'm barely getting over to being some, like, really secure. God, I don't know why I couldn't say that. Secure in myself. And I don't know. It's like, I'm scared of losing that. I'm really scared of losing that. I just feel like gaining weight and not fitting in this box has taught me a lot. I really feel like, and Glennon Doyle, that's how I found Glennon, was because I literally had nothing left. I had nothing. I'm like, I need someone else to tell me answers. And guess what? Then Glennon was like, okay, here's all the answers to find yourself. But instead of saying, it's by doing this, it says, ask yourself this, think about this. And it just is, she's just guiding me to look inwards and find stuff within myself instead of just finding it from everywhere else. And it's just crazy, this whole little box that they want you to fit in. And like, that's just the mindset, because then you're just always chasing the next thing, and you're never going to be satisfied. You're not satisfiable. And now I feel like I am satisfiable. Like, I'm fine. I'm good. Okay. So that's just really scary to me. And that's especially the thing with the GLP and the GLP-1. Like, I feel like I don't know. I just feel like my mindset with that is just like, I need to lose weight. I want to lose weight. I want to do this. And that's just, I don't think that's the right mindset to have. I'm not saying that the GLP is bad. I'm saying this mindset, just chasing this weight loss is not good. That is not healthy for me. That is not healthy for my mental health. But it's like, also, my mom has been researching this GLP shit like insane maniac, and you know, the things that she's seeing, it's not just saying, oh, weight loss. It's saying, oh, it'll help with your insulin. Oh, they have like all these different little things, and it's like all these specific things. She's like just learning about all this fucking shit, and it's like, there's this one that's really good for HS, and that's my skin thing that is really fucking me up and like really does like affect my life. Like, it really fucking sucks a lot, and it is very painful, and it's very like frustrating because it's just kind of chronic. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. And so, but I guess there's some peptide that has been life-changing, and she saw this girl, and this girl's like, I've had so many surgeries, I had so many breakouts, like it was so bad, my HS was so horrible, and now she hasn't had a breakout in months. And that's cool and great, and I don't know, I just am like, I don't know why I'm so against it. And so it just feels like I'm not ready for that right now. I'm really working on shifting my mindset. And also, I want to try this. I'm taking these two different medications that are supposed to, they're literally for two of the main issues wrong with me, insulin and thyroid. And so I'm like, let me just try this. I'm trying to eat better. I'm trying to just be more mindful. And mainly, the main things are, I'm not getting enough protein. That's what she said. I'm not getting enough protein, and I'm not eating enough. And I need to eat breakfast. That's what I'm trying to do right now. Those are my main issues because I've been trying to do better like the past like 2 months, but before I skipped breakfast, I usually ate fast food for lunch and dinner was either a sandwich or a cheese stick and a little turkey stick. Which I know is bad. I know that's bad. I don't know. I'm finally trying to prioritize my nutrition a little bit more. So yeah, more protein breakfast and whatever the other shit I said was. I don't even know. And the medicine. And I don't know. I think it's something else. Whatever. I don't know. So anyway, that's what I'm fucking trying to do. And I'm just trying to shift my mindset. And then if I go back in 2.5 months, because I'll go in and have blood work done to see how this thyroid and metformin are working for me. And then if that's still not working and nothing is getting better at all, then you know what? Maybe I do try the GLP. But right now I feel good. I feel like I'm trying. I feel like right now I'm in the mindset of this is to be healthier, and I don't know. And it's like, I just feel like the world is so conditioned to have so much shame in medicine, which is kind of mind-blowing because it's literally like, it just depends what the medicine is for. Like, if it's for like a mental, which obviously, you know, the world is becoming a lot better with the mental health, and I'm not trying to ignore that, but it's like usually people, they're like, oh yeah, they're crazy, they have to take this pill, they have to take this, like people with ADHD taking Adderall, like I feel like that's a shameful thing, and like people taking depression or anxiety meds, like, oh, you can't manage it yourself, like, you know, like I feel the pressure of those ideas. I don't believe those ideas. I don't think that those are true ideas, and I don't know, but it's like I feel like I have a lot of shame around medicine, even medicine at all. I won't even take like ibuprofen if I have a headache. I take it if it's horrible, 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 like unbearable, which is rare, or if I'm on my period, I always have to take cramping medicine because if not, I will get cramped so bad. So I do take like acetaminophen or Midol or something if I'm on my period. But other than that, like I try not to take medicine, like I don't know. Which I don't know why, because that seems like it doesn't make sense, because medicine's made to help you. So if there's something that can help you, why would you not do it? Why do you have to suffer? Like, you know, I just feel like that doesn't make sense. But for me, I feel like I have shame around taking medicine. And so I think that's also some of my issue with the GLP or what, even these pills. It's weird taking these and I feel weird. I don't know. Which I think all of our ideas are fair. I think it's fair whatever you believe. But it's just, like, I don't know. It's the same thing. Like, you just have to respect what someone believes. So, it's, like, if you want to take medicine, if the help is an option and could be fixable, like, do you want to try or not? And I feel like it's fair either way. Like, I get it either way, but I don't know. I'm trying to shift my mindset just because I want to be a little freer and I want to be able to stay present and healthy throughout this process. But honestly, I am pretty scared just because I feel like I really didn't think that, like, that much would be wrong with me. Like, I really thought she was just going to be like, a few things are wrong, but the fact that really everything is wrong, that is scary to me, and it feels serious, I guess. Like, I feel like I really should definitely do something. I know I am, but I'm like, that's different. Like, I don't know. So, but it all seems like something that's gonna get figured out. Like, the way she talks about it, she's like, which, you know, I've been shitting all over my doctor. I know. Today was the best appointment that I've had with her so far, and I think I really did, you know, speak up a little bit, and I was saying, like, I was just like, I'm just really concerned about my mental health. Like, this is just really scary. And, like, my whole relationship with my body or weight or nutrition or anything at all is, like, extremely like difficult for me, and I just really want to shift my mindset because I feel like once I get in this area, like this is starting to get a little dangerous, and then I'm just like weight loss, and it just stops being about what's really good for me. Like I just get lost in this social pressure, I feel like, because then it's like, you know, once I lose weight, if I lose weight, I said once I lose weight because all like my thyroid and my insulin and all that shit is pretty much like side effects and symptoms are like weight gain and like weight retention and like difficulty losing weight and like inflammatory issues and things like that. So it really does seem like, you know, there's like, which that kind of feels good because it doesn't just seem like, okay, I'm just eating all these horrible things and I'm fucking up this, and I'm just so fucked up and I just suck at everything. Like, it's also kind of like my body's not on my side. Like, you know, like, my body's also fighting against me, you know? Like, it's not just that I just fucking suck. So, that's kind of nice, but I don't know. I'm just scared of losing myself because, yeah, then once I lose weight, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, you look so good. Oh my God, you're so skinny. Oh my God, are you losing weight? And it's like all such positive words. It's all in this complimentary way. And I just feel like that's exactly how I lost myself last time when I was a little third grade child. So it wasn't my fault at all. And it still wouldn't be my fault this time because it's so hard to resist. But it's just like, and it's like also sucks because people who are saying this mean well. They are trying to do something nice, but, and in surface level, it is doing something nice and it is making me feel good. But also like what it's doing under the surface is just putting in, this is good, this is how to be good, and if I'm not this, I'm not good. So yeah, and that's a mindset thing. I just have to realize that when someone is complimenting me, you know, say thank you and say, like, this is great, but then also be aware of how I am in the world, because then someone, what if I go up and say that to someone? I don't want to do that. I personally just don't want to comment on anyone's body or appearance at all, but yeah, I don't, which sucks because I'm about to, whenever I go see my hair girl, she has been taking the GLP, I think, and I don't know, like, she's lost a bunch of weight, I guess, and it's like, so, of course that is going to come up in conversation. It shouldn't. I think that it shouldn't come up in conversation, but it probably will because, A, I just went to the doctor and had all this shit. So I'm hoping, which that, if it comes from that, like, kind of raw, honest, like, health aspect, I think that would be good. I think that's okay. But I think it would, where it is dangerous is if I go in and I say, oh my God, you look so good. You're so skinny. Holy crap. And, like, have that kind of energy. Like, I feel like that's not healthy because, yeah, then that's saying, like, I've never went in and been like, oh my God, you look so good. You look so good. And so it's kind of telling her, you know, this is how you be good. This is what's good. And if she has a self, then that wouldn't be harmful for her, I don't think. But, and I'm not saying she doesn't have a self. I feel like none of us fully have a self. Like, I don't feel like the work is ever over. And I just feel like my development is, I have a self, but I'm not extremely, it's not a secure attachment. It's a little avoidant or anxious. I don't really know what, but it's not a secure attachment with myself. And I need to get to that point. So that way, whenever someone is complimenting me and saying, oh, you look so skinny, or oh, you, because even, oh my gosh, literally today when I go in the doctor, she's like, how are you feeling? Do you feel like you've seen any changes? Are you feeling any changes? And she goes, I feel like your face, like, it looks like some inflammation has gone down. Like, and I was like, it happened in my brain. I felt it. It felt good. I felt like, oh my God, I'm doing good. Oh my God, weight loss. Is that what's happening? Weight loss. And I could feel it in that moment that she commented on my body, because to day people do not comment on my body. It's not a thing. people don't, unless they comment on my boobs, that's always a thing, but, like, no one's ever like, oh my god, you're so pretty, like, you look so good, like, in that, I mean, I don't know, I guess my friends do sometimes, and that's a fun thing whenever I'm trying to, I don't know the, like, lines in this, and I'm still navigating that and figuring that out, because I do think it's fun, like, whenever, you know, me and my friends are all getting ready to go out and put on this super cute outfit, and we, like, do all these things, and we're feeling really pretty, we're feeling really good, we're feeling very, like, aesthetically pleasing, and so it's like we're kind of doing it to get that intention, to send that vibe out, but I just want to be able to know that I am good fully, I guess, no matter what I look like. Like, that isn't my worth. What I look like isn't my worth. And that's really hard for me. That's a huge shift. And I don't know, maybe it's easier for some people, but honestly, I feel like we all struggle with it. And it's like also something else me and my mom were discussing is like whenever you see someone who's really skinny and has fake lips and they're noticeably fake, or they have fake tits, or like anything. Then you pass judgment. Naturally, your first thing is like, oh my god, look at her lips. You can so tell they're fake. That's passing. It's just like a little bit of resentment. But I think that's bullshit too, because I feel like we're all trying to do these things that will make us feel good. We're all just chasing a feeling. So if fake lips make me feel good, I'm gonna get my fucking fake lips. I care about how I feel, not what you think I look like, not your judgment. Because my body and my brain and me, I have nothing to do with you. Like, you know, there's just no reason to comment on bodies. If I'm an asshole and I do something to you, then yes, room to hate for feelings. But I think it's just so crazy that we pass judgments, like characteristic judgments, based off how you look. And what you do, if you're wearing pajamas in public, if you're doing this, if you're doing that. And so it's like, and also someone's always going to be pissed off, because whenever, we'll just stick to the fake lips. I'm a fan of fake lips. I think they look really cute. I don't have them, but I don't know. I think I'm open to that possibly. I don't know. But I'm just going to stick to that because that's a good example right now. But however you feel about fake lips, do your own fucking thing, but also don't give a fuck what anyone else does. And so it's like, okay, so when she gets fake lips, you know, I feel like some guys are into that. And they're going to be like, wow, this chick is so hot. This chick is so hot. But then there's going to be some girls, and I am making generalizations, and this is going to happen on men and women. And honestly, I don't know why I'm gendering it. Some people are going to care, and some people are going to not give a fuck, and some people are going to think it looks good, and some people are going to think it looks like shit. And yeah, I don't know. I didn't mean to come down to men and women, but I feel like anyone, yeah. Because if you have your lips done, everyone is going to have an opinion on it. And maybe their opinion is, I don't care. That's not something I'm interested in. Like how I'm trying to be is, I don't want to care about what your appearance is. I want to care about your heart and your soul. And which sounds like fucking cliche as fuck. Like, you know, it's about what's on the inside. But truly, literally, actually, like, I just think, even for myself, I care about what's on the inside of me, not what's on the outside. But the fact that I am really unhealthy and it is all of these issues, I do want to take better care of my health. But I don't just want to have the mindset like, oh, I need to lose weight. How I look is wrong. Because it's not how I look is wrong. It's how I feel is wrong. What's happening inside of me is wrong and abnormal. So I just want that to be the main intention of anything that I'm doing. So, I don't know. Whatever. I guess all of this to just say that I'm really fucking struggling, and this is something that's really fucking hard for me, and I do have a super unhealthy relationship with my body and especially health and all, and I just am really trying to shift my mindset because I do think a lot of my feelings are not as good as they could be, but also I don't blame myself for that. I think that literally being objectified and being told fit, like, fitting into this box so well, and like, you hear the stories about people who were the opposite, like maybe they were like, oh yeah, I was a really like unattractive kid growing up, like, I was bullied, I was this, or, like, whatever you did. And then they're like, and now I feel like sometimes, like, if someone was like that, and then they, like, after, or even, like, right after high school, they start working out, they get so big, and they have all these muscles, and they have, their hair styled, and they have this and that, they're tan, like, I guess those, I don't know, I'm using those characteristics because I feel like they kind of, can apply to anyone, and I don't know, it's just, like, I just feel like then sometimes that mindset, like, then you're overcompensating because you're becoming super cocky, and you're, like, you just, like, hate other people sometimes just because it's, like, you just felt all that pressure, and now you're fitting in it, and so maybe you're treating other people who aren't fitting in it as good or something. I don't know. And I just feel like I'm kind of backwards in that, is, like, used to, like, this isn't going to make any sense, and I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to elaborate, but I know what I'm about to say is extremely contradicting. I didn't feel like anyone was less than me, but I did think that I was better than. And what I mean by that is, like, I definitely felt, like, good. I felt good. I felt like I did my hair every day, and I felt like, you know, everyone came and talked to me because they needed to tell me how good my hair looked, or how tan I was, or how pretty my eyes were, or how cute my outfit was, or, like, that I'm cute, or, like, what, anything like that. And then, like, that all just stopped happening for me, and it was, like, I just needed to figure out, like, something for myself. I had to find something for myself because, and then once I, like, me and my last boyfriend broke up, I didn't date for years after that, and I hardly talked to men. And so that was really weird because before, since third grade, all the men everywhere wanted me. Like, they, it was, I, like, the receipts are there. Like, I'm not saying I was the hottest fucking shit ever, but I fit in the box really well. I was really good at pretending, and I don't think that's something specific to me. I think anyone can do that. I think anyone, if you're doing all these things to fit in this box good enough, then you'll eventually fit, but you're going to be suffocating. You're going to have no self, and that's exactly what it was. So I'm not, I didn't like this version of myself. This version, I don't know. I'm like, I'm, this is so hard to talk about because I feel like I'm going to get hate because it's going to be like, oh, wow, you thought you were so pretty. You thought everyone wanted you, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, all the boys texted me. As soon as I got to sixth grade, all the sixth grade boys were texting me. The seventh grade boys were texting me. The eighth grade boys were texting me. And guess what? I fucking lost in the end. Like, yeah, my nudes got sent around by kids way older than me. Like, yeah, I fucking, it didn't work out for me. Okay, look at all the, any of the men shit that I've talked about. That's how that worked out to me, because I had no self, and there was nothing that I actually, there was no self. There was no self. I was getting validation by a man treating me like shit. It was like, oh, but he's, this is me. It's personal to me. He's giving me this attention. He's giving me this time. Yeah, taking time to treat me like fucking shit. So, like, that's where that got me. I'm really not trying to be like, oh, I was hot shit. But, like, physically, that was my experience. That's how I experienced. I was very conventionally a winner at fitting in this fucking box, okay? And anyway, I'm just like, I think it's a balance. I think it's a difference. And so now I just feel like, and it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's not as simple to just be like, I gained weight and then I didn't fit in this box anymore. I think that's a huge part of it, but it's like, in so many ways, there's a millions of things that you can do to fit in this box. And it's like, I don't fit in it in a ton of ways. And I just feel like I love who I am whenever I'm picking out shit for myself and doing things for myself. I like having my curly braided hair. Like, I like having no makeup on. I like wearing comfortable clothes. I don't like wearing jeans because they're too tight and they're annoying and I can't move as much as I want to. So I don't like wearing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like straightening my hair every day because then I have to wake up 20 minutes earlier and then I have to sit there and then my arms get tired and then this and that, and it's burning my hair. Like, you're literally frying your fucking hair. And that's crazy. And the makeup, same thing. I don't want to wake up early. I don't want to put all these chemicals on my face all day. I don't want to do this. I don't do that. And it's like, there's just all of these ways, which I'm not saying these things are bad. That's not what I'm saying. If you want to wake up and you want to do your hair every day, if that makes you feel good, I absolutely support that. I absolutely support that. I just feel like for me, the reasons I was doing it wasn't because it was something I really liked, wasn't because something I really wanted to do. It was because I knew when I did that, people would tell me that I'm good. I would get validation in that. That's what I'm saying also. Like, I'm not trying to make these things bad things. I'm not saying these are bad things. I'm saying my relationship with them is bad and is unhealthy for me, and it is something that's really fucking scary to me. It is something that I want to really be conscious of and really make sure that I'm not falling back into those ways. Honestly, that's what I'm really, really, really scared of throughout any of this, because I do want to be healthier, but being healthier seems like it's going to be coming along with losing weight and becoming more conventionally attractive again. And I just feel like that's really scary to me, because if I start getting validation from the world again, I don't want that to overpower. I want that to not have as much power inside of me as it does and has in the past. So, I don't know. But I don't know. I'm just really hoping, I really want these medicines to work, because my HS has been really bad lately. I've been having a lot of flares and it's been really fucking me up. And that's something that's really hard for me. And also, I've been conflicted about this because whenever I go to Bonnaroo, which is next week. Also, I'm just going to say real quick, I'll post something. I'll have a little something at least. I am going to try to record when I'm there and have like little, I'm going to try to, because we'll get there Wednesday. So I'm hoping that I can just get to camp, set up and record and just get a little something out. It's probably not going to be a full hour, but I don't know. I just want you to kind of feel the vibes through the phone. It's not going to be a super deep. It's not going to be a super thing. It's just going to be like a light, like maybe it'll be more fun, which I'm okay with. I want some different vibes in here, but I'm hoping that I'll have service. So I am going to play a little bit of a risk, because I might not post something next Wednesday, but yeah, I'm thinking I will. I'm really hoping I will. And if not, like, it's 1 week, but I'll be back, I swear. Like, I would never leave. But I think I should be able to post. But I'm just saying, if worse comes to worse, if I don't release an episode next week, like, you know why. I didn't forget. I'm just dancing my butt off. And yeah, and then you'll get to hear about it the next week for sure. Like, if anything, I'll only miss 1 week, but I don't plan to miss anything. So that's that. But anyway, I just feel like after I go to Bonnaroo, you know, once you go and do something big or fun, then you have to post that on social media so you can get likes and get more validation in that way. And that is so fake, because then it's also setting up this this fake reality in the same way that, you know, straightening your hair is and dressing like this and doing all these things, fitting in this box is. Like, this social media is the same thing. It's like posting all my fun and all the fun, easy, light, cool shit of my life and not talking about any of the real shit. Like, I don't know. Then that can be damaging, because then if someone, you know, doesn't have the money for that, it can't take the time off work, can't go here, can't get to this. Like, I don't know. It can just be dangerous. But then it's like, and it's like, is that even fun for everyone? Like, some people don't like loud music. Some people don't like EDM. Some people don't like being in the heat. Some people don't like this. And it's like, I don't know. It's just adding the social pressure. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel weird. So I kind of think I'm going to make a post, and I'll post those pictures. Like, I'll post my fun shit from the festival, but then I'll also make a post just talking about, you know, maybe some of the harder things in my life, maybe some of the more regular things in my life. So it's not like I'm living this extravagant life that I'm always traveling and I'm always doing this, which my social media is mostly things like that. When I'm traveling, when it's my birthday, when I'm with my friends, when I'm doing this, when I'm doing that. It's never just like a random, like, I still have shit to do. Like, I had to go to all this fucking shit with the doctor. Like, this is really fucking hard for me. This is something that's really consuming my life. This is something that's really fucking me up right now. And I just feel like I want to balance, because I just want to be, like, you know, real a little bit. So, I don't know. Which, I'm not saying social media is bad, and I'm not saying everyone's relationship is so unhealthy, and anytime you romanticize your life, it's unhealthy. I'm just saying, for me, I feel like my social media is very much what was pleasing, what to other people. That's what it, that was my biggest thing, is what other people would say was cool. Or I'm trying to scroll through my Instagram right now, and it's just like, when it's prom, on Christmas, after the football games, like, birthday parties, graduations, big sleepovers, selfies. Oh my god, so many motherfucking selfies, all with the dog filter, all with the dog lips, all with the, my hair's done, full face of makeup. That's so weird. That, like, it's weird because my whole life I was like, I look the same. Like, I never, like, looked different, where now I feel like I look so different. Like, I haven't looked at old pictures of me in a long time, and I'm like, dude, like, no one's in there. That's so crazy. My adding blonde in my hair, doing this, doing that. Like, I don't know. It's fucking weird. But, yeah, I just want to be more real. I'm trying to be more true to myself, I guess. And these are cliche ideas that obviously are not unheard of at all. But for me, they are. I've never felt them in these types of ways. I've heard people say this shit, but I never knew what it really meant. And now I kind of feel like I do. And I just, I'm just trying to take better care of myself. I'm just trying to take better care of myself, mostly mentally, but also physically. Also physically, that's also important, because if I die, you know, then my brain, nothing's going to be happening there. I don't know. So, it's a balance, and I'm trying to figure that out, and I'm just really trying to shift away from, I need to look like this, my body should be doing this, and just be trying to figure out what my body really should be doing and needs to be doing, because it's obviously not doing that, but I don't know. So, anyway, that's all the fucking shit on my brain right now, and yeah, it's Wednesday. I'm gonna go get my fucking tinsel in my hair. I'm excited and I'm nervous because I love the tinsel. It's so cute. And I've put it in my hair before, but I've always tied it in. And then when you tie it in, it just doesn't, like, last. It does not stay in versus when you clamp it in. But I've never wanted to clamp it in because I love scratching my head. So I am nervous about that, but if anything, I'll just take it out when I get back from the festival. I'm mainly doing it for the festival, but also because it's cute. And I leave, so it's Wednesday now, and I leave on Tuesday, and then I come back next Tuesday. So at least 2 weeks of the clamps in my hair, which my hair will be braided most of the time. And it's like, I cannot scratch my head. I just really like to scratch my head. So it'll be fine. But I'm hoping that it's fine and then I can just leave it in, because I think it's going to be so fucking cute, but I just think it's going to drive me crazy not being able to scratch, but we'll see. I'm excited. And then I'm going to come home, I'm going to pack some more and just try to get everything ready. I need to get my nails done because I'm really excited. I'm going to get really fun nails. And that's something I like. That is something that also helps you fit in the box. But also, if you really want to fit in the box, then it's like, okay, then you're going to get, like, getting nails just in general isn't, it's fitting in the box in one way, but not to the fullest. Because if I was going to the fullest, I would probably get fake nails, but then I would get them almond, but then I would get them a little short, and then they would be like French tip or something. And some people just really like that. Some people just really like that. And if you really like that, that's really cool. But I just feel like for me, I know that's not what I truly like, but I feel like from the most social pressure, that's what I would probably like. That would be the best. Like, I feel like that would be really successful for me. But I don't want to fucking do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get rainbow friendship, and they're going to be coffin, and they're going to be long as hell, and they're going to have polka dots on them. So, that's fucking cool. Because I'm into the friendship, but I like the V-shaped friendship or a big-ass friendship, and definitely not white. Like, I want it rainbow, pink, whatever. So, but I'm excited to get my nails done. I'm excited to get this tinsel in my hair. And if I was going to do my hair to the old version of me would have got, I would go and I would add blonde to my hair because blonde is the good hair to have, I guess. Which, exactly, some people just like blonde hair. And this is the whole thing. I'm just, literally the things that I'm saying are what's unhealthy to and for me. My experience only. If you like your blonde hair, or if you're literally naturally blonde, or whatever the fuck, or like, whatever. If blonde is your thing, I support it. And I do like blonde in my hair sometimes, but I just, that doesn't feel like the truest thing to me. That doesn't feel like 100% my truth. That seems like I liked it because I was told to like it, you know? But my nails, I like having my nails done. It feels good. But they are going to be, yeah, how I want them. Because I love pink and I love rainbow and I love all of it. So, yeah, I don't know. But anyway, and then I'm going to go get a wax. I'm going to go get a Brazilian wax. Because if I'm going to be wearing tiny swimsuits, I feel like I need to be bald, which is also social pressure because literally we're born with hair, we have hair. It's literally normal. Every person in the world has it. And yeah, preference, I don't give a fuck. I'll literally, shaving preference, don't care. Don't care. I don't care about being hairy anywhere. My legs are hairy as hell right now too, so are my armpits. And my armpits, I do like them to be shaved, but they are really hairy right now because my age is flaring up, so it's not good to shave or any hair things with that. So I'm just waiting till the last minute. But I'll shave them before I go to the festival. And then, yeah. And, you know, it's a bush girl summer. Let your bush out. I'm not gonna, like, I'm still getting waxed for this. But at some point in my life, I want to just not give a fuck. Because shaving is so annoying, too. It's like, we do it. It's a pain in the ass to do it. Like, you're getting all these fucking weird angles. No matter where you're shaving, like, anywhere on your body, you're, like, maybe you're getting razor bumps. Maybe it's causing some flare of something. Or maybe it's just annoying. Or maybe it's itchy. Or maybe it's this or that. And it's like, why are we doing this to ourselves, you know? I'm still doing it because I haven't figured out why not. But I feel like, what the fuck are we doing collectively? Like, I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, yeah, I'm still gonna go get a freaking wax. But I like the aftermath of a wax because I don't really like being bald, but I do like that it makes your hair come back thinner and like sparser, kind of. So that's nice because, yeah, I don't know. I just like it. But anyway, so I'm just trying to be better, okay? I'm just trying to be better. I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm not trying to do all this fucking crazy shit, but I'm just trying to be better. And also, I bought a fake septum nose ring because I wanted to see what it would look like, and I hate piercings. Literally, my cartilage piercing that I got in February with Jalen, remember? Yeah, it's giving me a fucking pain in my ass, and so was hers. So, super fucking annoyed about that. It's been 3 months. And yeah, so I don't want to go get my septum pierced, but I want it to be pierced, so I'm wearing a fake septum ring, testing it out, but it is annoying the fuck out of me, so I don't know if I could do it, but I definitely would like to have my second and third holes, and then a conch on the opposite side of my two cartilages. I think that would be super cute, a cute little stud in there, big stud. I think that would be so cute, because I actually think that's cute. And yeah, I mean, do what you do, you know? So I'm just, yeah, really trying to stay present in my body and myself and make sure that I'm doing these things for the right reasons. So yeah, I love you. If I don't see you next week, I'll see you the next week. I really hope I see you next week. I really think that I can do that. I just really hope it'll upload, but I'm pretty sure it will, so we'll be fine. But anyway, okay, I love you. I love you so much. Thank you for being here for me. Thank you for showing up for this. This has really been weighing a ton on me, and it's been driving me fucking bonkaroonies. So thank you for letting me talk. And yeah, I love you. I hope everything is just really good and great. So, and all the things, because all the things are important. And yeah, okay. Okay, for real. Bye.